Yes, this is the girl that you left the note on my car. My name is Mary, and I would appreciate you calling me back.
All right, there's her, and then her niece leaves a message for me also.
Yeah, hi, Roy. This is, my name is Lauren. I'm the niece of a woman who you left a weird note on about her car being ugly. Roy, you left your telephone number, so we are calling you back. And now you're leaving phone numbers on people's cars, but now you're not answering your phone, Roy.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate this. I'm this woman's niece, and I'm, yes, she called you before, too. You got a problem with it, you need to call us back, and you have the phone number, Roy. And I don't know about you, Roy. Okay, Roy, give us a call back. We don't appreciate this note. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. It's about time you pick up your phone. I dinged your car a while back. And I left a note.
What's it? Wait, what?
I left a note on your car, and I've been trying to call you back, and you've been being a jerk and not answering the phone.
Why'd you leave a note on my car?
Because I dinged it. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to do the right thing.
The what?
I was doing the right thing. Is that a foreign concept to you? Is that why you're confused?
No, you left a note on my car that my car was ugly or something?
Well, okay, that was just my opinion. I shouldn't have said that. No, I actually left it because I dinged it accidentally. I accidentally dinged it.
Oh. Wow. I don't know. I mean, you wrote things down, and I'm like, well, you didn't write that you hit my car, bud.
Oh, yeah, no, really, I did. The door level, the door handle that you pulled
yeah.
open the door, it got really loose because I kept jerking on it really hard repeatedly. And that's
why?
Because I was
jerking. Why were you jerking on my handle?
I don't know. I have like OCD. I just wanted to make sure it was locked, just being a good citizen.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess everything's okay. I mean, I'm just I didn't know who you were. I don't usually get long distance phone calls.
Well, it's not long distance. I live here in town. It's just I used to live in Washington.
Oh, okay.
Dummy. God.
Well, I mean, I don't know who you are.
I know. Well,
the
only way to know is to pick up your goddamn phone and answer. Say
yeah,
hello.
Well, like I said, I never answer phones from other states.
That's a lie because you just picked up for me, so you're a liar.
Yeah, because you've been calling.
Yeah, over and over.
How old of a person are you?
42.
Oh, okay.
Well, why do you ask? Are you wanting to date or something?
No. I don't want to date.
Okay, seems like a weird question.
I'm 58. You don't want to date me.
Oh, no, I'm into the older women.
Oh, really?
Are you single?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, awesome. Well, I would, but I'm just really offended by those horrible messages you left, and then your niece Lauren left. Oh, my God, she sounds like a drama queen.
Well, I mean, she was upset because she seen the note. She said, oh, my God, why is this guy leaving this note to you? I said, I don't know.
Well, I mean, car...
Well, I work at that Wegmans, that's why.
You've got to be used to it, though, since your car's so ugly, right?
Why is my car ugly?
Well, I'm just saying, it is.
Why?
But maybe
what's
I
ugly about it? It's a Nissan Versa.
Oh, yeah, even the name is ugly.
The name is ugly?
Yeah, the name and the car. The name matches the car and its ugliness.
Well, you don't like Nissans, I guess.
No, I do. Just that particular one. It's just really ugly.
Well, you know what? That was affordable at the time that I bought it. It was affordable. I used to have very expensive cars.
Oh, what happened?
In my day.
Well, why did
a divorce.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I used to have very expensive cars. In fact, my last one was I had a Mercedes, and at one point I had a Maxima. I've had very expensive cars, BMWs, but divorces do a lot to you.
I've never had an expensive car before.
And I didn't live here.
I've never had an expensive car. I've never had an expensive car. I think that's why I was jealous and I called yours ugly.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But
can I have Lauren's number and talk to her?
Oh, well, she doesn't have a phone.
Oh,
She doesn't have a phone.
Well, she at work, maybe? I could call her at work and yell at her.
No, she's she's not at work today.
Oh, darn it. Can you, just next time you see her, just yell at her for me?
I'll tell her about you, okay?
And maybe hit her or something. Like, slap her really
good. I'm not going to hit her.
Well, she was so rude in that voicemail that, you know, if you could, that'd be great.
She's my neighbor upstairs, actually. She's not my niece.
Oh, she said, she's a liar now, too.
Yeah, she thinks she's my niece. Well, she acts like I'm her aunt. Oh, she's your age.
She sounds psychotic.
She's psychotic?
It seems like it. She's calling you calling herself your niece? That's just weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, what do you mean you're OCD? So you're OCD, huh?
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure your door was locked, and I just kept yanking on the handle over and over constantly for like 30 minutes straight, and it started to get really loose. Is it okay?
Oh, well, I guess I have to have it looked at. If it's that loose, I got to check it now.
Well, you would have noticed it, didn't you? Like, it was the driver's side.
Oh, wait a minute. The driver's side one, I had that fixed, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody tried to get in my car.
I wasn't trying to get in. I was just making sure it was latched.
Yeah. No, my car's always locked.
Okay, great. Okay, then. Well, I'll let you go because I'm getting really bored with this phone call.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye.